This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The FBI wants the trucking industry to be on alert for suspicious activity when it comes to hauling dangerous materials. The warning comes after 19 men were found to have obtained or tried to obtain commercial licenses to haul poisons, chemicals, and other hazardous materials. The FBI is doing a nationwide search to try to determine how many others may have applied for such licenses, and whether there was another plot involving trucks. NPR's Barbara Bradley is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't even know there were such licenses till you started talking about them, so fill me in.
Some of the information on this is conflicting. Here's what we know for sure. Yesterday, Attorney General John Ashcroft told the Senate Judiciary Committee that the investigation has uncovered, quote, several individuals, including individuals who may have links to the hijackers, who fraudulently obtained or attempted to obtain hazardous material transportation licenses. Now, I talked with two officials afterwards, and they told me that it's actually 19 people who tried to get these licenses. But this is kicker. That's only the beginning. Those 19 people, all of them of Arab descent, are only in one state, Pennsylvania. So now the FBI is asking every other state to do a search of its hazmat licenses to see if they also have people who tried to get a license to drive dangerous chemicals around. In other words, the FBI is looking into whether this is a much bigger network than merely 19 people. And I should say it's not clear that those people are in custody or not.
Now, what does the FBI believe the man wanted to do with those licenses?
Well, I know the FBI is looking at whether there was a plot to use truck bombs. According to one source, a scenario they're looking at is someone trying to buy concentrated pesticides, for example, or a tanker full of chlorine gas, and then driving it at 80 miles an hour into a building in the middle of a city. In fact, the FBI has told the trucking industry to watch out for suspicious activity in connection with the hazardous materials, and it's told New York City and other cities to be on alert for this kind of thing. Sources tell me that for some time the FBI has been worried about what they call WMD, weapons of mass destruction, which includes chemical, and biological, and nuclear attacks. They say they weren't sure if Osama bin Laden or others had the capacity or even the audacity to do that kind of attack, but this scenario seems pretty low-tech and pretty simple.
Earlier this week, the government grounded crop dusters. What's the connection to that?
Well, the FBI is exploring that. They're looking at whether people were trying to obtain lots of pesticides to fill up the crop dusters. As you know, the FBI is following leads that one of the suspected hijackers, Mohammed Atta, tried to get a loan to buy a crop dusting plane. Investigators are looking at whether all of this activity around the hazmat licenses was connected to the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, or whether this is something separate. As you know, there's been a lot of talk about a potential second wave of attacks, and I know the FBI is looking at whether low-tech truck bombings or crop dusting sweeps might have been the second wave. But I should also say that this investigation is in its very early stages. Investigators are following every lead, so they don't have a smoking gun that there was such an attack planned.
And what's happening with the rest of the investigation?
Well, the FBI is questioning a whole lot of people. Yesterday, court papers were released showing that a man in Virginia was taken into custody. Investigators got his name when they found the car registered to one of the hijackers, and in that car was a map with this fellow's name, a cashier's check to a flight school in Phoenix, four drawings of a 757 cockpit, and a box cutter knife. Apparently, the man is not cooperating with investigators. He's still being held.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.